What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If I gotta listen to Billy Ocean and Luther Vandross,
on my own,
Michael McDonald all day long.
Once again,
what up, world? It's your boy Stack Five. This week's What's Burning. My brother Matt, you know, he off doing his thing. He's a busy man, but he needed a little time off, so we're gonna let him get some rest, spend some time with his family this week. We got our other brother gonna fill in for J Mac. What's up, Jelani McCoy in the building? What's
what
up, bro?
What it do? What it do? NASCAR 5, how we living?
How you feeling out there?
It's gloomy out west, but you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. Can't complain. No complaints. How's that out there?
Yeah, it's nice. I hear the sun shining, man. Good day to talk about basketball, so let's get straight to it.
Yes, indeed.
Let's start with Milwaukee, man. 9-0, man. Giannis is definitely continuing his reign as being the most dominant player in the league, bro. You know, Middleton still hasn't been there, and they've still been playing like a championship team. The focus he's coming with this season is like no other, bro. I think we've always talked about how dominant he's been and how he plays with that certain hunger. But it looks different this year. I think he got a lot to prove. He doesn't like how they season ended last year in the playoffs, and he's coming out playing with a vengeance. Took a game off, and they still won. What do you think about this team right now?
I think Giannis has proven a lot of us wrong. I believe on the last What's Burning, you guys finally tipped your cap to him, you know, as this, part of that, not the naysaying group, but, you know, it's just some veterans who have some questions about Giannis' skill set. I think me and you had a couple conversations offhand, you know, on set about what Giannis' skill set is, but his skill set is that he plays hard. I mean, that is a real thing nowadays, considering Instagram basketball and what AAU basketball and what kids, you know, work on and practice these days throughout college, to see somebody, a throwback NBA player that's continuing to expand his game as well as paid owes to the past, I think is a big deal.
Yeah, averaging 33, 13, and 6 right now. Jrue Holiday averaging 26 and 8. They definitely balling. Let's slide over to the West Coast. Phoenix Suns, 7-2 right now. Everybody be talking about Phoenix, you know, championship team, the way they've been playing the last couple of years, Devin Booker, Chris Paul. They finally got the Aiden situation settled, but they still haven't won that championship yet. They came up short. The way they're starting off now, it's the way they start off every year. They always start off hot. You know what I'm saying? They're always a great regular season team. So I'm not really surprised that they're getting off to a great start. The question is, can they sustain it and win those big games to win that championship? You know what I mean? So CP can have a championship before he walk away. You know what I'm saying? So Devin Booker can erase all these doubts when they saying he's a superstar, but he can't win the big games. What do you think about this team?
I mean, I think the Suns are the Suns right now. I know CP3 is coming out to a veteran start, you know, taking his time. I think he had like a dime and a dime. So I think CP3 is going to, you know, slowly build himself, work himself into shape, get himself ready, you know, before the All-Star break and make a playoff run. But I just don't see enough. We need to see some more scoring. Cam Johnson has done an excellent job filling in for Jay Crowder, absorbing those minutes and responsibilities defensively. But he's also had an injury, and we're waiting to see the significance of that injury and how that's going to affect this team moving forward. Again, we're already seeing that they're lacking some point production, and one of the guys who's filled the missing void, so to speak, you know, could possibly have went down with a significant injury. Hopefully it's not. We always pray that the injuries aren't as significant and serious. You know, maybe he's out a few weeks, but if he's out an extended period of time, I think that's going to affect the way the Suns, you know, come back closer to the crowd even earlier on in the season. So I just need to see more scoring and playmaking. I know they work well defensively and offensively, they work well together as a team. I see D-Book is at a 27-point clip right now. He needs to be trending towards the 30 and 32s that some of these other young scorers are doing. So I don't think 27 and, you know, 4 and 5, but what is D-Book? Yeah, D-Book's at 27, 4 and 5. I think for them to have some success, he's going to have to, because right now CP's at a 10 and 10. So there's a point in play. You know, I know he's doing more playmaking. Aiden's doing a good job. I'd like to see his point production increase to somewhere around 18 and 19 points and D-Book's point production increase a couple more points. Then I would have a little bit more confidence in what the Suns can bring to the table. As of right now, they have some winning habits. They're used to being at the front of the league this time during the year. They have some young pieces and they play well defensively. So I think they're getting off to a good start, but I'm not all the way in on the Phoenix Suns are going to run away with the West quite yet. How do you feel?
Yeah, and you know, we talk about Booker need to help their team with the scoring being down. You got like 8 of the top players in the league all in the 30s. So you're right, Booker needs to get in that 30 range if you want this team to continue to have the success they need to.
Absolutely. Premium on buckets.
Next up on status check, Warriors, man. They done lost 5 in a row, bro. Defense is looking terrible. I don't know if everything that's went on at training camp has got this team not on the same page, or they have that – they're still in a parade field where they haven't shook up winning the championship yet. Who knows? But one thing I do know is I'm not worried. I know this team is going to get it together and going to figure it out when it comes to nut-cutting time at the end of the season. And it's time to win the championship. It's time to win playoff games. It's time to put ourselves in a great position going to the playoffs. I know this team is going to be focused. I'm not worried about what's going on right now. But like Steve Kerr said, he's given it enough time to see if certain rotation is going to work. It's time to switch some things up. You know, it's better sooner than later. And I know, you know, with the experience they have, with the players they have, even with Steph averaging 31-7-7 right now, and Klay not playing back-to-backs, I know they're going to figure it out.
Well, yeah, you play with championship teams, and, you know, Steve Kerr is from that Popovich and, you know, Phil Jackson lineage. I know, you know, when you're playing for championships every single season, you know, Phil wouldn't necessarily concede the regular season, but he wouldn't mind getting certain playoff spots. When you get to this part of your legacy run and you're playing for championships every year, you really look for favorable matchups in the playoffs. So I think right now you hit it. You said it right off top is that they're going to, they got time. They got some young pieces they need to get, bring together. They need to get Klay Thompson together. We don't know what Klay Thompson is going to, a season with Klay Thompson not playing back to back looks like. And then he goes into a playoff run, you know, he's going to get significant rest, but I still would like to see him play some of the back to backs or him wouldn't be on a pitch count all season. The young players are going to have to figure it out. I know Draymond is not the Draymond we've seen, but he's still going to be the Draymond at the end of the year. So it's really about how the Warriors structure their first end of the season. I've seen Phil Jackson do it while resting talent, while resting Shaquille O'Neal, while keeping an eye on Kobe Bryant's minutes, while bringing some. That's when you see the, you know, the Devin Georges and the other people on the bench of the Bulls and the Lakers teams and the San Antonio teams that you can speak to. That's why they get their minutes. Kawhi Leonard emerges during the regular season as he absorbs some of the minutes that are left behind from some of the veterans. So it's up to that staff, and we have confidence in that staff. We know that staff is overqualified. Kenny Atkins, Steve Kerr, not to mention some of the other assistants. I don't want to leave out names, but those are the first two to come to mind. But it's up to that staff, and those young players got to buy in on a championship team and figure out their identity and how to bridge these veterans in order to get, you know, to a proper seeding in the playoffs, because I'm sure they want home court advantage.
Yeah, this is not the team that's coming in looking to break records. This team is coming in to stay healthy, do what they got to do, and win another championship. And you're right, the approach is different. The approach is different from the first championship. The approach is different from the second championship. The approach is different from them being 5 years in to 10 years in. So, and the coach understands that, because not too many teams have three core players that's been there from day one, that's won the championships together, that's had the experience together. So they're in a different situation right now. And I think Steve Kerr knows what he's doing.
I do too. I'm a ride with Steve and the Warriors on this one. And Bob, you know, the front office, and that's the front office is not scared to make a move either. We've seen, you know, even if that team doesn't work out, they can bring in a veteran piece or somebody that's, you know, sitting at home to shore up a lot of their, because we the young fella still hasn't shown us what he's shown us a promise in the preseason, but we know how the preseason is. Their preseason minutes are different than the regular season. So I'd like to see how Wiseman holds up. But there's some guys at home that might be able to help the Warriors. And with that front office willing to make moves, go over the luxury tax, you know, all in on winning now, I don't see them afraid to make some moves and use some of those young pieces in order to keep this championship window open.
Yep. Next up, Money Talks by Money Lion. Janine, let's talk about making money while you're young, man, and being able to control your money, man, and just being money savvy. They got the NIL stuff going on now where you can make money in college now at a young age, millions at a young age. I know when I was coming out of high school, I knew I had a chance to go to the NBA, but I wasn't as money educated as I am now. You know, being able to play 14 years in the league, being able to blow money, and being able to make enough where I'm able to fuck some off, but able to still catch myself at enough time to be able to save some and have a good life for me and my family. It was a lot of ups and downs in that. You know what I'm saying? Those learning situations were really hard sometimes because you don't know if you're going to bounce back from them. And these kids today, you know, it's a gift and a curse because they get these money. They'd be able to get all this money younger. You know what I'm saying? But are they getting the education? Educating yourself about money is talked about more than ever now, especially on social media and all over places. Everybody's talking about how to save money, how to make money, all this stuff now, you know, which is great. But how many people are really, you know, catching on to it? How many people are really taking heed to it? You know what I'm saying? It was hard for us as athletes, especially coming from the areas we come from. We come from shit to sugar. So from having nothing to having all this money, you want to take care of everybody, you want to make sure everybody happy, you want to get everything you want, you want to do everything, and that shit is not real. I'm going to be the first to say that shit is not real because, one, everybody's not meant to benefit off your blessing, and two, it's just not possible to make everybody happy. You know what I'm saying? It's just not possible. And there's a lot of those mistakes I made that I'm comfortable talking about because, you know, God woke me up in enough time not to fuck it all off. But talk about what you think, Jelani, about youngsters have been able to get this NIL money and make this money young, and so many people talking about education and finance, stuff like that, but are guys really taking heed to it?
I think they should, Stack. No, you know, it's cool right now to talk about finances. you know what I mean, amongst the younger demographic, amongst our people, a lot of people, the black, brown communities, you know what I mean? It's cool to talk about finance right now. It's cool to save money and invest money. Yeah, you still want to take care of your family and your loved ones, but there is a responsible way to do that that we didn't know back then. Right then, it was just a shell out. You know, I didn't have an opportunity to make the stack jack bag, but I did, you know, I made some NBA money. And luckily, you know what I mean? I was financially somewhat literate because that was something that was pressed on me when I was younger. My dad was an executive at Dell. And then my parents got divorced. And like you said, I went from upper middle class to shit. You know what I mean? In Southeast San Diego, East Oakland, some of the worst, you know what I mean, environments a young black male could be in. But, you know what I mean, I always kept in mind that when I did get some money, I wanted to put some away so that I didn't have, you know what I mean, an opportunity to go back to some of the neighborhoods that I really didn't want to fuck with. Because, you know, although I love my people, the shit wasn't cool. But that being said, there's some tools out there. Like you said, there's podcasts, you know what I mean? We have some, Earn Your Leisures out there. There's YouTube pages, like, you know, the podcast you guys just went to. And it's not really a black, brown, white thing. It's a green thing. You know what I mean? If you're able to come into some money, you want to be able to capitalize and take care of some of these resources out there, like Money Lion. And, you know, podcast and, you know, other things that are out there, resources, tools. This shit is on your phone nowadays. We didn't have, you know, phones back in the day. But now since they do have phones with them all the day, everybody got a little time during the day to learn through something. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. So now that they have these type of platforms, I see a Money Line out there during the G League, the G Ignite game. You know what I mean? When they played this past weekend. So they're out there, things out there in the spaces for these young fellas that they can use. You just have to take your time, you know what I mean, to heed the advice of your OGs and try to use it.
And I think it's imperative that the youngsters look at it as a blessing too, because you're able to start changing the demographic of your family at a younger age now.
Yeah.
So when you got people, as you speak on Earn Your Leisure, shout out to Earn Your Leisure and 19 Keys, giving the game the proper way. Financial literacy, you got to take advantage of that. And then, like I said, you got to look at it as a blessing to be able to be that young and to make money, you know what I'm saying, that much money and able to change the demographic of your family at a young age. Start being wise now. Don't wait till like we did to make so many hiccups and have be 6 years in the league to figure out, okay, hold up, I'm not doing this right. You know what I'm saying? Right. We've made a lot of mistakes. And you have people out there to teach you to not make those mistakes, you know what I'm saying, the same we made. So pay attention now and get that money.
Get that money. And to that note, Jack, you know, we knew a lot of homies that, you know, played JC and played ball and low-key was pushing pack on the side at JC to play basketball so that they could have, you know what I mean, some clothes and some food, you know what I mean, some groceries in order to play basketball. So a lot of people made sacrifices, like you said, learn from some of the dumb shit we did, some of the homies did, some of the homies that couldn't make it because of their circumstances. So, you know what I mean, take advantage and, you know, don't be scared to lean on other people's mistakes. It sounds like a shitty thing, but, you know, looking back in hindsight, I'm glad that we, you know, you made your mistakes and I made my mistakes so that we can, you know, give that voice back to the young people and actually have something to talk to that's tangible because we actually been through the shit.
That, Jelani. So that was Money Talks by Money Lion.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
that. I'm like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Next up on the radar, presented to you by DraftKings. 2023 Most Improved. That's a lot of young players that's up their game so far at the beginning of the season. We'll look at the odds to win Most Improved. We got Tyrese Maxey at plus 250. We got Laurie Marketing at plus 500. He's getting off to a good start. Tyrese Halliburton at plus 750. You got Shai Gilgeous Alexander, one of my favorite players, at 750. Desmond Bane, he's been playing well the last 2 years at plus 1,200. And a couple more guys. Who you think is close to pulling this award off, man? I know it's early, but a lot of guys getting off to a good start, J-Mac.
I know it is early, but, I mean, Laurie Marketing, like, is off to a great start. Who would have thought that? But I think Tyrese Maxey is going to get the most opportunity the way the lineup is with Philly right now, the way he has the ball in his hands and control over the offense and the confidence with Doc Rivers. I see his volume aside of Shai and Tyrese. He keeps getting better. You know, he would be my dark horse because he keeps getting better. He plays winning basketball and gets his teammates involved. He's shooting a lot better. But I would say Tyrese Maxey just because of the volume that he has right now. James is in and out of the lineup, so there's shots and assists and playmaking opportunities open across the board. You know, who knows what Joel will be in and out of the lineup. So he's just going to have so much volume to work with that I think, you know, some of these other names. Desmond Bane has been balling, but like you say, he's got Ja and a couple other pieces on that team. But I'm going to stay with Tyrese Maxey just because of the sheer volume of minutes and opportunity he's going to have.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. I mean, James is even down now, and he's been the best player even with James been on the court. But with James being now, you're right, gives him more shots, more of opportunity to lead that team. And even the big plays, a lot of going down the stretch, I've been watching those games, Maxey get the ball a lot. So I definitely think he got a great chance of pulling this award off. Like I said, with James being in and out the lineup, he definitely got the best chance to have the highest average.
Go get it. You know what I mean? Still early. I know it's got a lot of movement to happen. You know what I mean? A lot of names on that pitch. So I'm happy to see Bol Bol balling. on the low. But you know what I mean? I don't know what that looks like, you know, over the course of 82 games. But shout out Bol Bol, man. You know what I mean? Went away for a minute, come back, reinvented himself. And now he's on the top part of that most improved list. So good to see you, young fellas. Improve your game.
Yes, sir. Drake, one of the GOATs, then dropped the album with 21 Savage, man. Her Loss. I heard a couple tracks off of it, man. A lot of controversial stuff going on with the lyrics that people saying. I'm a Drake fan. What do you think about the album so far? Have you had a chance to listen to it?
You know I have. You know what I mean? I'm a Drake fan. 21 is really the only person I tolerate talking about stepping and, you know, doing all the other. he's the only one I tolerate with the step talk, because there's something comical in the way 21's whole, you know what I mean?
He's a new age Project Pat. He rapped just like Project Pat.
Yeah, it's a little funny. It's some messy. You do got the Project P flow, yeah. But you know he's a London bloat as well, and they do a great job at imitating the brothers on the East Side in the United States for whatever reason. But you know I like it. I'm like I said, 21's my guy. We all love Drake. He's continuing. I like people at the top of their game to be experimenting with the sound. He did the Honestly Nevermind. Now he's doing another collab with, you know what I mean, 21. Who's a better person? You know, 21 be killing features, so who's a better person to do an album with? But I like all them ones. I like Twisted Little Twin, My Treacherous Little Twin. I like the first song, you know what I mean? 1 through 4 or 5 is pretty much dope. And that, the bottom end, what is that, 3 a.m., whatever 21's solo song is. He snapped on that. So it's messy. Who don't like messy? Drake and 21 do, you know, messy pretty much the best. And they talking their shit, and they own all their masters, and they getting their money. So, I mean, I like it. I'm here for Her Loss. It is Her Loss.
Yeah, you're right. It is Her Loss. And anytime you can get two of the best artists to collab like that, we need to see more of that. Instead of artists beefing and going at each other, we need to see more collabs and stuff like that, and showing more ownership. You know what I'm saying? They both got their situations and all that, but these guys are doing a great job in the business world also.
So, and the rollout was dope.
Yeah, the rollout was crazy. Dope.
The fake ass Tiny Dirk and Howard Stern and interviews and everything. That whole shit was magical, and I think they do a good job, and not only their music, but their content and everything that goes with it. So, I mean, hats off to them. They're at the top of their games, and you hit it on the head. We don't get a lot of collabs. They've been one-offs. You know, he did do this with Future. We thought we was going to get a whole bunch of What a Time to Be Alive. We only got one, so I'm just happy to see this collab. And, yeah, I'm just happy to see this collab in the midst of, you know, the hip-hop madness come out. It's a little bit of light going on. We need it.
Yeah. Facts, 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 facts. Rest in peace to the brother Takeoff. Rest in peace to the brother
Takeoff. Man, every day some Takeoff on the playlist every day for sure.
Also, man, we want to send shouts out to our little brother. Won the NXS Championships, Ty Gibbs. But also, we want to send our condolences and love to the family. He also lost his father Sunday morning. That's why he couldn't race. And I've been in contact with him since we met at NASCAR in Vegas. And, man, what a solid kid, man. You know, we kind of bond a little bit. Not only he sees my passion and want to learn about NASCAR, but he's a sneakerhead as well, man. A good young kid, going to have a lot of success in NASCAR. I'm sending my love and condolences to you and your family, man, but also congratulations. Don't forget to celebrate on winning the NXS championship.
Yeah, shout out to Ty. I was there doing NASCAR with you. He had big energy, you know what I mean? Not big in stature, especially around a bunch of NBA players, but, you know, he moved well. His energy was great. He seemed hyper-focused. You know, obviously, congratulations on the championship, but more importantly, from the Showtime basketball family, you know what I mean, condolences. And, you know, when you do find time to celebrate, you know, we'd like to be there for you. I know you'd like to be there, Stack. You know, you guys have formed a bond through the whole NASCAR experience. So shout out to Ty Gibbs, you know, and obviously condolences to the family from the Showtime fan.
Yeah, it's been a tough week, bro, because I've had a chance to hang around Takeoff. You know what I'm saying? I've been around him a couple of times. I even drove on the north side one night just to hang out with him at a little bar in that neighborhood. But when you say it happened to the wrong person, bro, it happened to the wrong person. That's all I want to say, man. The coolest dude on earth, man. I just hate to see that happen to take off. I had to send him some love, bro, because me and you talk about him a lot. You know what I'm saying? We talk about the Migos a lot before this happened.
We so. We do duos.
For real. performing their music, man. So yeah. we feel the same hurt. So, man, just, you know, Ty Gibbs family, Quavo and the Migos family, man, we send a lot of love to y'all, man, because we are fans of all y'all, man, and we want to send y'all our support as well.
One more thing on that note, Stack. You know, just like I said earlier, you know, 21 is the really only person I tolerate stepping. You know what I mean? They're talking about stepping. Just like, you know, Push is the only person and Jeezy, the only ones I want to hear talk about, you know what I mean, selling dope or running packs, so to speak. I know there's been a lot of, you know, talk in the community. Are we doing ourselves a disservice still paying attention and buying and streaming this version of the art? You know what I mean? And you touched on it. You said you got to know, be responsible and intelligent enough to know that this is entertainment and a form of art. But I'd like to hear your thoughts on where do we go as hip hop heads right now, knowing that we do listen to that bullshit sometimes. And that shit do get us charged up and ready to do productive shit. You know, some of us do productive shit after listening to violent shit. You know what I mean? But at the same time, they're not going to stop making rated R action movies that show, you know what I mean, graphic shit. Are we going to ask people to stop going to violent movies too? Where are we in violence and hip hop? And do we owe a bigger responsibility to the younger generation to not listen to this much graphic art as much? I want to hear your take as somebody who played in the NBA, been through specifically what you've been through, and had an opportunity to, you know, stream, sell a million albums. Where do we go from here?
You know, that's a good question, bro. It's a slippery slope because you see so many young black men able to change like their lives, their families' lives. You know what I mean? Not all do it in a positive way, but you seeing more young black millionaires than ever because of music, because of hip hop. And you know, this goes back to some of the things that other people say. You know, if you know that the money you're giving them are causing them to continue to kill each other and buy more drugs and do this in the hood, then why are you giving it to them? You know what I'm saying? And that is a point. That is a point. But I think it's on us. It's on us. I mean, I would rather somebody give me an opportunity to change my family's life and make the right decisions than blame them for giving the money and me go making the wrong decisions. You see what I'm saying? I would rather have that opportunity, because what people don't understand, a lot of the problems in our neighborhoods in the ghetto is that we lack opportunity.
Opportunity.
You know what I'm saying? We don't get a chance to see different shit. So for me, I thank God that I'm able to listen to the music and come from it, but also understand that that's not real life. That's not the way to live. That's not happiness, right? But also I understand that it's so many of our youngsters listening to it, J-Mac, that it is causing problems. Everybody's not smart enough to just listen to it and let it go. A lot of people are starting to live it. You know what I'm saying? Feeling like they have to live it for people to believe their music. And that's the sad part of it, man. So for me, I love to see the millionaires, but if stopping the music and stop supporting the music is saving lives, I gotta be on that side of it. I hate to say that because I love to see these youngsters making money and I wouldn't want to take no money out of their pocket. But if I have to go on the side of saving lives, I gotta go on the side of stopping the music.
If you ain't never lied, if I gotta listen to Billy Ocean and Luther Vandross for the, you know what I mean, for the rest of the time around the babies, then you know what I mean.
So on my own, Michael McDonald all day long. Once again, no. Come on, man. We'll do that if we have to.
All right, man, we'll do cover albums. They can, you know, shout us out. We'll do it at the live shows. You know, whatever they need, you know what I mean? I'm all for it. Michael McDonald, Phil Collins, you know, Whitney Houston, shout out some of the great. We need R&B back. That's what the problem is, Jack. We ain't had no more R&B. When we was young, we used to slap Jodeci, R&B albums, you know what I mean?
All
from
day.
The women. And we used to bang female artists. with some slap in the back of the trunk, with the windows down, you know what I mean? R&B need to get back in shape and, you know what I mean, get their six packs, you know what I mean, back together and shit and dancing and shit, because it's their time. They up now. Hip hop was stealing a little bit of R&B shine, but, you know, calling all R&B artists, you know what I mean? It's your time now. Usher, all the dancing motherfuckers, you know what I mean? CBZ, you know what I mean?
Whoever. The ladies holding it down on the R&B side right now. I can't lie.
They
got a lot of dope female artists right there. You know what I'm saying? That's, yeah, man.
Jane Hancock, you know what I mean? Who's a little mixed of R&B. Yep.
Yeah, man. They got a lot of dope ones out there that I be jamming.
Yeah, but I ain't with the, you know, I got a daughter and I ain't, you know, sometimes the Cardi B and all the other city girl stuff, you know, just don't be working for me.
Yeah, it's for certain ages. It ain't for the youngsters.
What's Burning is available every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Peace. Y'all have a good one.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.